The novice's statement that he commits his life into God's hands is not enough. For obviously, if he continues to repeat the same foolish judgments and the same guilty conduct as before this commitment, his life still remains in the personal ego's hands. If his commitment is to be effective, it must be accompanied by the duty of self-improvement. Surrender to a higher power does not relieve him of this duty. On the contrary, it compels him more than ever before to its carrying out.